It's 9:15 and you're listening to Observer Radio News. Good morning, everyone. I'm Maryam Shah. It's 7 degrees Celsius outside and quite cloudy outside our East York studios. In the news today, Minister of Community Safety Jim Bradley announced yesterday that the controversial G20 law is now being repealed. Last year, it was revised to allow police officers to search anyone entering public property. It caused chaos amongst human rights watchdogs and angry protesters last summer. In election news, the NDP has found itself surprisingly close in popularity to the Tories. Recent polls revealed the NDP at 31% of the vote. The Tories hold a slim lead with 34%. Looks like Orange Crush in the making. In international news, a bomb that went off in a cafe in Morocco's main city of Marrakech killed 14 people, including one Canadian and 8 French citizens. This was the worst attack in Morocco since 2003's series of terrorist attacks in Casablanca. Authorities have yet to confirm if this bomb blast is an act of terrorism or not. The Department of Defense is refunding a portion of its budget to Ottawa. Apparently, it couldn't find enough toys to buy, spending only $1.5 billion out of a $21 billion budget in this fiscal year. But it might still carry forward almost $500 million into the next year. Mayor Rob Ford has begun his sale of the city's waterfront properties. City Council recently passed a law allowing the Toronto Port Lands Company to sell land for a profit and put the money back in their accounts. The new Corus Entertainment Building on Jarvis Street is the first to be auctioned off. Scarborough resident Vicky Bismillah is going to be inducted into the Scarborough Walk of Fame. She has spent 18 years within the Scarborough Board of Education. Since 2005, she has joined Centennial College as Vice President Academic and Chief Learning Officer. She is an advocate of 20 equity programs within the community and currently a board member of the Scarborough Hospital. She explains her reaction to the award.
I've lived and worked in Scarborough for 40 years, and I've always worked with students as a teacher and as a principal, as school superintendent, and now as the vice president of Centennial. And so in that regard, I guess, that the college felt that there needed to be some recognition.
Toronto was hit by angry winds as strong as 120 kilometers an hour yesterday. The rough winds shut down traffic on the QEW after a tractor trailer decided to flip over. Around 20 to 30 schools faced power outages that forced them to shut down. Fortunately, the wind warning has now been called off. Turning now to sports, the Canucks turned the Nashville Predators into their prey in last night's game with a score of 1-0. Chris Higgins scored the winning goal in the second period. And UFC 129 is finally here in Toronto, with GSP and Jake Shields headlining Saturday night's much-awaited fight. Tickets were sold out in a matter of hours. Mixed martial arts may have just found a bloody home in Toronto. The Blue Jays won 5-2 against the Texas Rangers despite some setbacks yesterday. Rangers pitcher Pedro Staup knocked down Jose Bautista after pitching a ball right into his face. However, Bautista said he's fine after dodging that bullet, considering the fact that he walked it off and made it to first base. The Jays will play in New York today and will hit Tampa on Monday. In local basketball news, anxious and excited family and friends filled the bleachers at St. Patrick's Catholic High School last month. They were there to watch the regionals for the Toronto Catholic District School Board girls basketball teams. The Observer's reporter Alyssa Randall reports.
Of the month-long tournament. St. John performed well in the first half with many points. In the end, they crushed St. Alphonsus 33-1. Gabriel Chubb plays for St. John's. She says that her team had a good strategy going into the game.
We played well as a team, and we passed well and played defense. I'm going to want to help defense, so I would try to help my teammates out by playing defense against other girls. And
St. John's coach, John Albert, expects to go all the way.
Job was great. First half, we just used our skill, which is usually better than most teams. We put on a press and we stole the ball on the other end and got easy baskets. And we move the ball well when we have it, so that the defense and the other team has a hard time stopping us. We're within the last 2 weeks of the season, so we're pretty much where we need to be. We'll find out if we're the best team. I expect to win this tournament.
The winners of the regionals will face off and battle at the city championships on February 25th at Brebeuf College School. I'm Elisa Randall for Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And in entertainment news, Toronto's Alternative Arts and Fashion Week ends tonight. This is your last chance to see the lesser-known side of Canadian fashion, with more than 200 different designers and performers showcasing their talent that has immense potential to make it to the big leagues. The much-awaited fifth and final part to the Fast and Furious movies screened at midnight last night. Theaters all over the city were packed with fans gearing up for some serious gasoline-fueled action. The series has earned almost $1 billion worldwide. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Maryam Shah. Have a good weekend.